Did you miss YMH Live 9, A Very Cool Christmas? Well, you can watch it right now by going to livestream.ymhstudios.com.
And then I was doing PT rehab for my ankle.
Yeah.
And the PT lady was having me do squats, and I'm not very good at them. And you came in. Look at him. Look how fun. He loves pointing at how. Look how much he fucking hates me.
Not very good at them is an understatement. You're really bad.
Welcome to your mom's house.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Stop it.
Stop it. Hiccup, you pussy. Do it. Hiccup, do it. I bet you can't do it.
What are you doing?
Do it. Hiccup.
Oh, fuck, you did.
I mean, that was the worst thing I've
I'm
ever
supposed
seen.
Supposed to try and scare you. It's supposed to work. You're supposed to work. It's supposed to work. That's how I scare my children into not.
Do it again.
I can't tell you how much I didn't enjoy that.
That's the point. You're not supposed to like it.
Fuck.
Oh, Tom's hiccups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had them last night too for a long time.
You did?
Yeah, in bed.
What causes the hiccups?
I don't know.
The hiccups. What causes it? Gosh, Christmas is coming up, Jeans.
I know.
Maybe Santa will take your hiccups away.
Stop counting.
Maybe Santa Christ will take your pip-ups away.
Look what?
I got one sleeve rolled up and the other one's not.
Yeah.
Just take your time, Tom. It's okay.
To have hiccups?
To have the hiccups. Mm. Aren't they the worst? Remember that guy that had them for like 50 years? Could you imagine?
Yeah.
How do you sleep with the hiccups?
You don't.
Yeah. So did he just not sleep for 50 years?
No, he figured out a way.
Maybe he had to take
You can't not sleep for
Xanax,
50 years.
Yeah. Maybe you have to take like a muscle relaxer to relax your diaphragm because those are diaphragm spasms is what they say.
I don't know what caused it.
I think it's you not loving your wife enough.
Oh boy.
If you cherish
your
wife
up
more,
to your God.
Put your knees to your chest. Put
Swallow
your knees up
granulated
to your chest.
Sugar. I've always just held my breath.
Do it. Try it again. Ready?
Okay, ready?
Go. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. You're turning red. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. Now purple. There's 37, 38, 39. 40, 41, 42, 43, 44. I think you're going to die. Can you? You're turning purple, Tom. Did it work finally? I think it did. Just relax. Don't force it. Don't force it. Let it be. There you go. Don't wait for it. Just ignore it. That's what I do. If you ignore it, it goes away like everything else in life. Isn't that
Good
the
advice.
Best advice?
Good advice.
Better now?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's gone.
We'll see.
We'll see.
You look tired. You look like shit.
I slept like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. What happened? Was it because you're full of desire laying next to me?
No, I went and I did Kill Tony last night.
Oh, how great of a show is Kill Tony?
I can't believe how much fun that show is.
So much fun. He really has that down to like a science.
Does. It was so fun. Watching him and David Lucas roast each other.
So good.
I mean, I thought it was scripted. It was so good.
Yeah.
And they were just like in the moment, just back and forth. I mean, it just escalated and kept going and going and going.
Tony.
Most people trade like one or two jabs and they went on for like 10 minutes.
It's amazing.
It was great. Yeah.
Tony's really found a lane with that insult comedy. Like,
yeah.
It's his jam.
And then they had this really touching moment. This guy, Michael, is it LaFaire? Lair? Michael Lair?
Lair.
Lair?
Yeah.
Michael Lair, who has ALS, he's been a regular on the show. He was a regular on the show for a long time. Back in the, no, it's L-E-H.
Oh, God. Look who's back in the booth.
I know.
Hold
yeah,
on. The dub, just for there that, I'm going to show you what I brought you.
Oh,
just a punishment.
Yeah.
No.
Just as punishment for that.
Very cool.
The Jew broad shades. Like a regular fucking Jew broad over here. This guy, they had a tribute to him.
Aww.
So he's been on the show a bunch, especially in the LA days. He has ALS, which of course is non-curable, no real treat, just, you know, slowly who kills you. And so he went to Oregon to have assisted suicide 2 weeks ago. And then he backed out. And so he's getting worse, but he got cold feet. And they had a tribute to him, a video tribute of show, like all his moments on the show.
Oh.
And then they brought him on. He came on stage and it was fucking wild.
Mm.
It was a cool moment. I didn't know who he was. That dude, I mean, he had so many killer moments over the years on the show, like funny shit.
God, life is brutal, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's so scary. You don't realize until you start really
ALS
seeing it.
ALS is fucking brutal. Brutal.
Mm. Crazy dude.
But he's funny, man.
Oh,
he's really dark and really funny. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got to go. That's nice.
Yeah, I had fun. I had really a good time there. It was just...
That's sad that you have to go to Oregon for assisted suicide.
I know.
They should let you. That's like a fundamental right to want to end your own life.
Well, technically, you can just walk off a bridge anywhere. But I think if you want to do it, like, humanely...
Yeah.
You know? If you want to be injected.
I mean, yeah, Tom, technically you could.
You know? You can stand in front of a train in Chicago if you want, but...
Yes, Tom, anybody could, but that's the preferable way to go out if you want to... commit suicide. I'd imagine, like, can you just, so what do they just inject you with?
Yeah.
Something lethal,
motor oil, and then they just
they don't inject you with motor oil.
Yeah, but they just,
what is it, what do they inject you with?
I don't know.
Well, I'm asking you because as my spouse, you will have to do this for me.
I'm gonna kill you
probably. If, well, actually the likelihood is that you'll go before me because men die before women because you guys are all stressed out and stuff.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to pull the plug on me one day, possibly. Here's what I want. I'm just letting you know what I'd like.
Okay.
Buy a bunch of heroin, like just a ton of heroin, and just inject me full of it. And
it
just
feels good.
Kill me. Yeah. Like, get me just drugs, good drugs.
That's what they do.
Take me out. Right? It's
they
isn't
sedate
that...
the shit out of you, and then they just give you something that makes your heart stop. Yeah.
Wow. It's so crazy.
I mean, I like the sedated part.
I like the sedated part.
I wish I could do that every day.
No, like Michael Jackson. Like, didn't he sleep with...
Yeah, oh. Propofol.
That's crazy,
Dan. It's totally crazy. He had a doctor come to his house, like, put me to sleep.
Like, yeah. Anesthesia grade.
Which is the
sleep.
Best sleep ever.
I know.
I would pay real money for that right now.
I know. Or you could just take a Xanax. You can just take Xanny.
Propofol.
That's hospital grade shit.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that I've decided to get into pot because I've decided that I've mastered alcoholism. I already know how to be a good wino. Like, I know how much to drink to get me to a place where I feel loose and good and I can sleep and not want to puke. But with pot, that's still an undeveloped skill. And in middle age, it's all about cultivating new hobbies and new interests. So I think I'm going to try and get into pot now and find my tolerance. I've been saying this for years. I know. I go through cycles where I'm like, it's time for me to get into that. But I really mean it this time. And so I
want you to be a stoner. I'm excited.
Me too. So I bought some pot from a van in New York City in Times Square. And I'm a little nervous to take it because they say that the New York pot is unregulated.
Well, why don't you ask one of the boys?
Oh, can you buy me some pot?
Yes, I got you.
But I want the marijuana. I want like the real.
She wants night-night indica.
Night-night indica.
That's the only kind I smoke. I got
really?
You. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like sativa. That stuff makes me.
I like to go to sleep too.
Yeah, I just want to forget.
Yeah.
Like, how
We're
do
adults.
I.
Adults.
Yeah.
Just ask somebody you work with.
I know. Why do I always do things the hard way? I always do things the hard way. I don't know why I can't just like use my resources at hand. I'm such a dope. You know what I actually thought? Mm. I was like, God, there's this stand-up clip I want to put up, but like I can't edit it. Like, if only I knew someone that could edit a stand-up clip.
What's wrong with you?
It's literally this studio.
Yeah. You have a full functioning production.
I have a staff of people. And I'm like, I got to learn how to do this on this app. I got to figure out how to do it. I'm such a fucking retard.
Okay. All right, let's open the show, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're something else today.
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Nobody I kind of
like it.
He got so scared. Welcome. That was a real terror scream. Really Sipone. Terrifying. And Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These come on if you mess up. Punishment glasses. I like this.
That's going to be one of your Hanukkah presents this year.
Being thrown to a tiger or
to a lion, yeah.
To being thrown to a lion or these Jay sunglasses that Christina's
both. That is a real scream of fear.
Yeah.
First of all, he got thrown at that.
I
lion.
Know. It looks as though it's punishment for being a silly goose.
Yeah.
And I think we should incorporate this in all facets of our society as well. Like if you're being a silly goose out in the streets, we throw you to a lion.
And the crazy part too is that. The owner is clearly the guy that's grabbing the lion by the face.
Yeah.
And
confident.
He doesn't give a fuck. Like,
I'm silly. I'm stupid.
Yeah. He threw him like a child.
Uh-huh.
That's so,
is that
he's so scared right
yeah,
there when
terrified.
He screams. He is so scared.
So scared. Is this Saudi Arabia?
No.
Sure looks like a terrible place.
No, no, it's not Saudi Arabia.
They do public executions in Saudi. Well, what's that writing?
Hmm? Yeah, they do that. Do you know what Iran said they're going to do?
What?
They got 15,000 protesters from all the protests in the last few weeks,
Yeah.
And Parliament voted to execute all 15,000. 15,000.
That's crazy.
Like everybody who marched, done.
You guys are dead.
Yeah.
That's how they do it in other places, guys. That's how they do it.
Oops.
That's how they do it. But this is, this is definitely some kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Not America.
No, it's not America. Jesus. I don't know. That's a small man that he threw, too.
Yeah.
That guy is very small.
He's the, yeah. Yeah.
He's not an LP, but he's a little
He's on that road, yeah. I feel like they do this in Hungary, too, where they're like, you messing around?
Yeah.
Non-binary?
Throw
gay.
You at the lions, yeah. Well, why are you being all gay all the time? Yeah.
Your haircut's stupid. Throw him to the lions.
Yeah.
I like it. I think this is great deterrence. I'm all for public deterrent. I really am. I think it works.
Yeah.
It works. pedophiles. We do this to the pedophiles. Works for me.
Yeah. You pedophiles is different.
But wouldn't you love to see this to the, the pedophiles?
Of course.
I would pay.
But no, I would hope for no one to jump in and save the person.
No, nobody saves the pedophile. We just have the stadium and then we release the lions.
You starve them for a while. You know? Much more fun to watch a tiger do it, though.
I agree. And that's a little tiger. That's not even a full-grown tiger.
That's a lion.
I'm sorry.
You can't tell that that's a lion?
I don't know the difference between animals like this. I don't know. Is that a tiger or a lion?
That's a lion. Well, because tigers are predatory also for, like, they like to kill.
Yeah.
Lions are lazier, you know? So tigers are stalkers. They're bigger. They're stronger. They're faster. They're more lethal. And you get a tiger and you just, you know, you put the guy out in, I would put him in a, like in a Coliseum type of atmosphere.
Yes.
No, but I would have it be covered in like, there's trees and bushes and like,
so that the animal
can't really see
where it's going to come
from. Yeah, where it's going to come. Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. Kind of they're right. That's a tiger.
Yeah.
It's got stripes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What are you, fucking three?
Yeah. That's a tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck with a tiger, man.
No, I like your idea of like creating a natural
the guy's like,
escape. Yeah, and the terror like builds
the whole time.
Well, I have a better idea. And then we strip the pedophile nude.
Yeah.
And then we chum him. Like you dip him in blood. And then you also put chunks of raw deer meat on him. You tie it around his neck so that he's extra attractive.
Juicy.
To the tiger.
Yeah. And then you just, you have a camera for the audience on the tiger the whole time. You see the shoulders go up.
Oh, wait, the tiger wears a tiger cam.
Sure.
So you get to see it from his perspective,
so you get
too.
To see the guy going like, like just scared,
so
shitting himself.
And then running naked so you can see his dong bounce and stuff so that you really feel like it's the olden times when man had to run from tigers.
That's important to you?
Yeah. I want to really keep it authentic.
That he's naked.
Yeah.
That his dog bounces.
Because you know how scary and humiliating it is to be nude and running from a tiger? I think that's the ultimate.
No, that is more humiliating. It's a good point.
Or to try and masturbate in front of a tiger.
Yeah, I think you're far from doing that. It's the last thing on your mind.
You probably couldn't even masturbate if there was a tiger in the same.
Don't think so. Even if it was your only way out. They're like, if you come real quick, like, get this tiger out of here. They're like,
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more.
Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
You know, I'm beginning to think lately that you enjoy correcting my stupidities.
Why is that?
Well, yesterday I go, Ellis read the time and it was wrong. And I go, babe, that's daylight savings. And you were eating. And usually you don't even look at me when you're eating because you're so focused on the food.
Yeah.
You stopped what you were eating and you looked. This is your disdainful look. Okay. You went, it's daylight saving. Savings is, it's not a bank, like right. Savings.
It's not daylight savings and loan.
Yeah.
It's daylight saving.
You enjoyed correcting me.
Well, you're teaching a kid. I don't want him to say it wrong.
Armadillo. Hence, I'm teaching him to call it an armadillo.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I did not know that it's not pluralized. I thought it was daylight savings.
No, it's daylight saving.
Did you
you're
guys know that?
Daylight.
You don't call it daylight savings. I call it daylight savings.
I called it daylight savings as well.
Are you sure about this information?
Yes.
Where'd you get this from?
What are you talking about?
Go ahead. Uh-oh, let's see how he Googles it. My glasses are right here on deck. Daylight saving time. He's right.
Yeah.
Daylight. What states are getting rid of daylight savings 2022?
It's just people spelling it wrong. Yeah. It's not daylight savings.
Man.
Are you going to invest at Daylight Savings and Trust?
He was so thrilled to tell me this yesterday. You really got a twinkle in your eye.
It's daylight saving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm positive.
And then I was doing PT rehab for my ankle.
Yeah.
And the PT lady was having me do squats, and I'm not very good at them. And you came in. Look at him. Look how fun. He loves pointing at how much. Look how much he fucking hates me.
Not very good at them is an understatement. You're really bad. That's
yeah.
funny.
Tell me.
It's like watching a little old lady try to take a shit without handles. You know, and they're just like, shit on this wall. And she's like, ah. It was fun to watch.
But when you came in to watch me, you had a real look of...
I said, come on, step it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got angry.
I tried to... give you some of that coaching.
But do you know why my knees hurt? Because I gained 1,000 pounds with our first kid.
And your knees hurt?
Yeah, from being like fat and not whatever. Long, yeah. But you really wanted to see me do physical. You got upset with me.
I didn't get actually upset with you.
Felt like anger.
No.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get you going, man.
Yeah, negative reinforcement.
No, motivation. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Yeah.
He's so funny.
And she was like, oh, let's have a competition. I'm like, there is no competition.
There is with my balance on my bad ankle. Yes. I believe that I could balance. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Women have a better center of gravity anyway. And I do yoga a lot. I'm doing downward facing dog every day. And I believe that I could balance better on my bad leg than you.
Okay. I'll take you up on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. My balance is way better.
When do you want to do it?
I'll fucking tonight after work.
Why don't you do it right here, right at this break?
I'll do it right here at the break. I'll show you what's up.
Your balance? What's the competition?
Time. How long you can do it for?
Just stand like this or bend and move around?
I don't know. You tell me,
You
bitch.
Don't know.
You tell me.
Okay. I'll do either one.
Okay. Let's do it. Try it out.
So standing on your left?
Yeah, on my bad ankle.
Why is the bad one balances better?
Well, that's the contest is to see who can balance better on their broken thing.
Oh, I got you.
On their broken wing better.
How long can you balance on it?
Well, I haven't really tried yet, but I think I'm better at it than you.
Because you're a woman?
Well, no, just because I'm better at it. I feel like my balance is better than yours.
It's definitely not better.
Yeah, I'm a bird. We've talked about this.
You don't have a good sense of balance.
Yes, I do. I'm a bird. We've talked about what animal I am. I'm an ostrich and I'm a bird. and I balance better on things. You're a bear. You're clumsy. You don't do things like that.
No, I'll beat you at this. For sure.
Shut up.
Okay. Okay. Well, you want to see if you can do better on the Peloton?
Don't even get me started on fucking Peloton. So I got the treadmill so that I can do my steps every day because the weather is now too cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, and then I've heard about the trainers being hot, but they're like too hot. I think some of them are really.
Yeah.
You think that people want to hear you blow your fucking nose? I don't give a fuck. But don't you feel like some of them are too hot? Like they're too good looking and it's very distracting?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Like there's Bex. And I feel like, can you find Bex on there?
I do Allie sometimes.
Who?
Allie Love.
She's really cool looking.
Yeah, she's rad.
Oh my God.
I feel like I could show her what's up though.
Well, how? What do you mean show her what's up?
Just take her for a fucking ride. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she's been properly dealt with.
Oh, my God. Allie would fucking punch you in the face. She's tough. She's your jam? She's your lady?
No, I mean, she's one of my ladies. I take classes from her all the time.
What was your other lady?
This one. Let me show you.
Okay, see, Bex, I feel like she's from London, so I like her accent.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's too perfect. Like, Bex too perfect. She makes me I don't relate to Bex. There's like not an ounce of fat on her.
Let me see her.
And I feel like Bex.
Is there another image of her? Yeah, do Bex Gentry. There's no K.
Uh-oh. Yeah, like, oh my God, she runs me. Like, she's perfect.
Yeah, she's hot.
There's not an ounce of fat. Bex is perfect. Do you think she's like vegan? Oh my God.
I don't know.
I can't. Anyway, so
Let me show you this though.
What?
In that same search profile right there, type in Allie Love.
I like Allie Love's whole.
Why? Didn't you just read it?
Oh shit.
See, I think Allie has a real sweetness to her.
No, I like Allie.
Yeah.
I like that you like Allie. I
think she's great.
I have a feeling I like her whole vibe.
Oh, shit, she's married. She married that guy right there.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, what do you care if she's married or not? You're going to marry her.
Hold on. Andrew Haynes. Yeah, but she looks real sweet.
Yeah, no, I like her. There's a few that I'm a little like, I don't know that I want you to work out with them.
Oh, really?
Because they're too attractive.
Let's go back to the main list.
Too wild. No, she's great. I like Allie. Can I tell you who I like?
What? Who?
You're not even paying attention.
I'm listening. I'm
just
looking
for your... Ooh, Charlotte looks like she's trouble.
Callie's trouble.
Which one?
Callie.
Oh, she's trouble.
Callie Gluckluck.
Don't you dare work out with Callie.
Callie Gluckluck 3000.
I don't trust you with Callie. Callie's too much fun.
Callie knows how to put that hair in a ponytail real
quick.
Yeah,
I know.
She's like, come on over here.
Oh, no. See, this is what makes me nervous about Peloton.
Hit
like,
up Callie. Let me see Callie.
No,
images.
Hit up Callie.
Yeah, let's see what's up. I haven't taken any classes from her yet.
No. See, this is the thing people don't realize about Peloton.
Yeah. That's what's up.
No,
she is down.
Peloton is ruining marriages right
if
now.
If there was a Peloton blowjob ranking,
oh my God,
Callie would be at the
would
top.
Would you stop with this?
I bet you she's got crazy technique.
No wonder. I've been looking at your Peloton bike. You've been exercising like three times a day. No wonder now.
She's like, she just went, did you just come again? That. I like her.
She's your jam?
I don't know. I've never taken a class. But yeah, that right there is like, oops, did you come again?
Oh my God. Yeah. Babe. Babe.
That image. Isn't that what that's happening? Uh-oh. I guess I made you come.
Oh my God. Stop.
Yeah. Callie, I don't think Peloton's going to like any of things.
Callie Gluckson and Rad Lopez. I like Rad Lopez.
That's
his name, Rad. He looks rad. I like the one where they're walking through Hyde Park.
Go to the main list again. Yeah.
And it's a light skinned black guy and a British girl. And they're walking through like the different neighborhoods in London.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the neighborhoods. And I like their little chit chat.
I got on your thing and I didn't see how to do that. I just.
Oh, you can just go like on walks through different. I walk through Madrid, Spain.
How do you pick?
You have to scroll. You go down, and then you can pick like walks through different parts of the world. You
Kendall.
Go through Scotland. Don't. Oh, look at Kira.
Kira,
Mike.
No, but Kendall's who I've taken a lot of classes from.
Okay, let me see. Kent. Wait a minute. I know who this is. Kendall's trouble, Tom. Oh, I know Kendall. Oh, I know Kendall is trouble. I know Kendall because Agent Jeans and I have been talking about Kendall.
Kendall is.
You're into Kendall?
I've taken the most classes from Kendall.
Not anymore.
Why? She's always like, you know what? I'm not a holler back girl.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. I think Kendall's going to steal your heart.
No.
Kendall's a wild card. There she is. See? I don't like it. No. I think Kendall's too hot for
you. She's very cheery. She's actually like super cheerful and like, come on. She's, you know, she's all positive vibes.
Well, I don't like this now.
You don't like that she's positive?
Well, here's the deal. Is that are you listening to me? Or are you still
wrapped around? She's fucking wearing right there. Make that bigger. Look what she's wearing. This
Hello?
Is in public.
No, I know. That's why Kendall's like a bad girl. I don't trust you with Kendall.
No, she's not a real bad girl, though. That's the thing. You could tell. You could tell when you take these classes and you see. She's like a girl. She's a girl that talks a lot of shit and doesn't fucking back it up. Like, you get into bed and you're like, spit on me. And she's like, what? I'm like, you're like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't like this whole thing with like. You have a whole thing with Kendall and what she's like. And
I know what she's like.
Babe.
It's a whole fucking
act. I knew it. I fucking knew something. Because I was like, why is Tom always on this fucking bicycle?
It's great exercise.
I'm like, he's doing it 3 times a day, 5 days a week. You're on the Peloton. You lost all this weight. And then I look on your, I know I finally get the treadmill. And I'm like, oh, that's why. Because of Kendall. Kendall. You know what I saw her the other day? I looked on her videos. She was like making an expression like the tongue out. And then she's crazy.
Nah.
She's a wild child.
I don't think so. I think it's all. It's
Look
all
at that
for
picture.
The gram.
She's like, ooh.
Yeah, it's
I'm
all
so
for the
crazy.
Gram, dude.
I mean, babe.
I bet she, you know, you take her out and
I don't
you're like
it.
Let's go upstairs and like.
I don't like it.
You know, bend over. And she's like, wait, but we've only gone out a few times. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. Wait, is she with? Scroll up. Is she with? That's, what's his name? Jay Cutler? Are they? Oh, no, they're just talking. That's just interview. Okay. Do you like Kendall Tool bikini or something? You know, let's see what's up.
I don't like this. Oh my God. I don't like this Peloton.
Oh, there she is.
All right. We're going to cancel the subscription.
Ugh. Look at that pig.
Come on.
Hey, there's a bunch of hot dudes teaching.
There are. Look at my guys. I'll show you my favorite guys. Cause I'm on the treadmill. You do the bike. Kira Michael's a bad girl. Look at her.
Oh, look at Leanne yoga. Right there.
Yeah.
Hainsby looks like. Oh, is that another cum shot? Like with her hand?
She's like, I have cum in my palm.
She's like, oops.
I've got a dick in my hand.
Yep.
An invisible dick. Oh, yeah. Leanne, definitely. Leanne, and see, here's the deal with Leanne. Well, hold on. Here's the deal with her is that Kendall will put on the I'm a bad girl thing. I think Leanne is.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think Kendall's thing is all like. I look hot. I like looking like this.
Gorgeous.
I like being like, but yeah.
But can I tell you something?
What?
Do you know what's the ultimate turnoff for me?
Oh, look, she's engaged.
Oh, bummer.
To like a nice guy. You could tell that guy's
He's
nice.
Really sweet. Yeah. No, he's a good one.
Fucking
disappointing. Wait, can I tell you what enrages me?
What?
And Rob Eiler and I have talked about this. Heart hands.
Oh, yeah.
It enrages me.
Well, it's one of the gayest things you can
it's
do.
It's so gay. And yeah. And I'm sure you're a nice person, but I just, whenever I see
also,
hard hands,
I
want to puke all over myself.
I don't think she's a PIG anymore.
Why?
Because she's with that super sweet guy. Yeah. I think she's actually probably pretty sweet.
Yeah. I create entire worlds for my Peloton instructors.
Let's get out of this shit.
No,
I don't want to see
back.
Any nice
Wait,
girls.
Wait, can I show you the guy? Scroll down. No. He's under tread. So, I like Rad Lopez. Let me see Rad. Is he in the bike category? There's Rad. Click on Rad.
His name's Rad?
Rad Lopez. I like him. Let's look up his deal. Oh, yeah. He's handsome. I'll take a class with Rad.
Yeah?
You know what I like about him? He's like, you know, I used to be a dancer. And then
really?
Once COVID hit, I realized my true passion.
Look at that body.
Yeah, I know. And he's like, I love just training people on Peloton, getting to know everybody. Positive energy. Look at Rad. He's so positive and stuff. And I bet he's got like an odd hobby too. He's like, what?
Okay.
I enjoy hiking. And
that's not an odd hobby.
Well, I'm fine. Hold on. Let me find it.
Okay.
And then he's like, I've got a collection of keys that I've had since I was a little kid. I just love odd looking keys, skeleton keys. And I'll be like, Rad.
That'd be weird.
Rad, you're so weird, but I love
Rad, you're
him.
So rad.
And look, he's got cool tattoos and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
You got a story.
Oh, he's so nice. Look at him. And he's approachable. He's just open emotionally. Like, he's ready for a relationship.
Yeah, commitment. But I don't think he eats pussy. I think that's
Babe,
the problem with him.
You don't know that about Rad.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he's so positive. Look at him.
I'm pretty sure.
Look at that back.
It's a great back. He's physically very fit.
Oh my
he's a
God.
Fitness instructor.
And then look at Chase Tucker next to him.
Who's that?
That guy.
Oh, very fit. Yeah.
I'm perfect.
He's leaving.
What?
Look at that. There's an actual article. Peloton instructor Chase Tucker is leaving.
It's wild that these people have like agents and
yeah,
stuff. It's a whole economy.
I mean, there's a whole.
Oh, I was going to ask you. The other day I was on my treadmill and somebody high-fived me. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's just this thing that like people taking the class can high-five. It's a way to motivate. Make it community like, you know.
No. Oh, I was like, do I know you, bitch?
No.
Don't it's you high five me?
You're supposed to like, you know, people, I always close it out. I go, don't fucking bother me. Yeah.
Dump Kendall.
Let's go back to the list of hoes.
Dump Kendall. You hear me?
Yeah.
I don't trust you with her. I don't like it.
Look at Robin.
Oh my God.
I gotta take a class from her this week.
She's dangerous. She's got the
Arzon. What kind of last name is that? Arzon?
Arzon. She's Latin, no?
Robin Arzon.
Oh, my God. These people are so fit.
Let's see.
I can't believe how good. She's on Women's Health Magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
NYC's hottest trainer.
Oh, I like her. I think she's got a baby.
X out of it. Close it out. Close it out. Close it out. Close it out. Scroll down.
What about, I like Ross. Look at Ross Rayburn. Oh, Ross is good. He does yoga. You know what I like about Ross? He's divorced, but that's okay because he got married really young at 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And then what happened was after his first divorce, and he's got a couple of kids with the first wife, he really learned how to connect with his inner emotional self and how to connect to women and the universe. And now he's like,
he's very present.
I'm very present and I feel my feelings and I'm ready for like, just to like good vibes, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I like Ross.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait, Tobias.
I like Tobias because he's like, I used to teach fifth grade math and now I'm on the
tread.
Tobias
looks like he works at a fucking kiosk.
I know. He looks so normal. Oh my God. Look at Tunde Oyenin. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's a statue.
Yeah, that's like a real Nigerian name.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Christian looks like he's Danish. He's like,
yeah, it was weird.
6'5". I don't know. Teaching in New York's weird. There's a bunch of Jews, but, you know, still a big city. It's fun to be around.
He's at the bottom there. Susie Chan. Oh, I like that they mix it up. There's Susie Chan.
Yeah, they have a few.
It's diverse.
Hey, that diversity is big.
Yeah.
There was also
well, they're not just
Sam
all
Yo.
Sam Yo, very up, yo? Attractive. Oh, I like
what
Sam.
What up, yo?
He looks like positive energy.
Who?
Sam Yo.
He's super positive. You can tell. That's a genuine smile.
Yeah. He's happy to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, but Ross.
I was hoping for a little sluttier group of
Rebecca
gals.
Rebecca Kennedy looks like she sucks it. That girl sucks it.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always the ones that don't make it obvious.
That's what I'm saying. See, because Rebecca is like under the. Yeah, no, she's really. Because she's like the girl next door. Yeah, like she's natural, very pretty.
Yeah.
And then she'll lay it on you. Right, Annie?
I think so.
Annie knows. You tell me.
I think she's very attractive.
No, they're all like, they're all very
attractive. Scroll. Oh, yeah.
Nice. How much do you think they could sell their smelly workout clothes for?
So much.
What if, and here's money.
And they ride the bike, so it's like, it's all that ass and post juice and sweat all together.
Peloton's leaving money on the table, because here's what they should be doing.
They should show it, take it off, Ziploc, and it's going in the fucking bin.
Yeah, and to the highest bidder, millions of dollars.
Ding, 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 ding.
High five, high five, high five, high five. Oh my God, they would make so much money selling their soiled Peloton workout gear to pervert dudes.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely good looking. And they're I'm not going to stop taking Kendall's class.
But I don't like how Kendall treats you. I don't know. I don't know your relationship with Kendall.
I got to. Who else? Oh, who? How about this Mayla girl here? Because she seems like really in touch with nature.
Yeah.
Mayla Wendekind, right? Yeah. She looks like she's like very. I feel like she's an outdoorsy type.
Yeah. Yeah. Colorado.
She's,
yeah.
God, she's fucking jacked.
She's
dude.
Look, she's a surfer. Yeah.
Yeah.
She reminds me of Robin Wright Penn. She's got like those vibes.
That natural look. She's like gorgeous. Naturally beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, But here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. If you're with her, she's stunning.
If you're with her, though, you're working out 24/7.
That's what I'm saying. Could you even keep up with her?
No, definitely not.
Because she's like, okay, Tom, let's go to Hawaii on vacation. You're like, great. And you're like, she's up at 4 a.m. She's doing her run. And then you're in the ocean. You're doing your surfing.
Oh, she's German.
Oh, that's fine. You know what?
I could hang out with her.
Merle Wiedekind. Wiedekind. Merle.
We have the same values.
Oh, what's that?
I just like German chicks.
Oh, I remember now. In fucking Tunisia.
I didn't mean her.
Oh.
Scroll down.
I don't want you hanging out with Merle. I changed my mind.
Really?
Merle. She's gorgeous. Back in the up, Tom. Now we're going to go surfing.
No, she's a stud though, dude.
I like your first chick, her.
Yeah, she's sweet.
She's amazing. They're all pretty and fun. Yeah, I think she's a good time.
Oh, look, 6 toughest Peloton instructors.
Oh, dang.
But Allie's disarming with that smile. See?
Allie's like, can I say something with Allie?
What?
Is she's a good time.
I like her.
You go to happy hour with Allie.
Yeah, she's sweet.
She'll eat the nachos. Even though she's a Peloton instructor, she's like, I drink margaritas and I have nachos because I want to live my life. And she's also backpacked through Europe. She's very worldly. I feel like she's curious about other cultures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good energy. Yeah, I like her whole vibe.
I haven't done any of the other stuff. I haven't done yoga on the Peloton.
Have neither you
done that?
Have
they offer yoga.
No.
You can hit that on the screen and do a yoga class.
Yeah, it's pretty cool shit.
It is a very cool piece of equipment.
It's a whole world, this thing.
Hopefully they start hiring more sluts to teach.
I don't like that, Tom.
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
I don't like you with Kendall. I'm going to break up that relationship right now. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, you should see her classes. She's like, how about family? Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like it that everybody's talking about her. Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you remember when this song came out? Brittany, we still, you slay, girl.
Can I tell you though, that's my least favorite part of a class. I don't like their music because there's no Bauhaus playlist.
Well, no one's going to play that gay shit.
No, I know.
But they're going to,
They don't want to
hear it. It says different playlists though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like them.
You don't like any of them?
I haven't looked at all of them.
No one's going to play Bauhaus at a workout.
I know. I wish they would.
Fuck. You think people want to hear that when they're riding a bike?
All right. Can I tell you something else?
What?
I went and I saw the White House.
The house of the United States president?
Yeah.
And?
I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed?
I didn't even know that I was walking up to it, honestly.
You know who shares your opinion?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one thing he and I really agree on.
Yeah.
I got to say, because there are houses in Austin.
When he got elected, he was like, this place is a dump.
It is a dump.
Yeah.
Compared to like houses in Tarrytown that I've seen, I'm like, this is not that impressive. In fact, I will even go so far as to say that.
Look at this fucking place.
It's a dump. Up close, I didn't even know it was. I walked up to it and I was like, what are all these protesters doing out here? I swear to God, Chase and I were walking.
You just stumbled upon.
I literally stumbled.
1600 Pennsylvania.
I literally stumbled. Chase and I were going for a walk.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are all these protesters
doing? There's
blocks
of barricades. And you're
not that day. And I go, and Chase and I were like, is this the White House? We had to ask a stranger if it was the White House. Yeah. I had no idea.
You were like, is this just somebody's place or is this the White House?
I thought it could be like any other administrative building. Honestly, it didn't look that majestic. And I have to say that the security was not impressive. I think the security at our house is more impressive. I saw like one guy in front.
I guarantee you if you wanted to test that theory, you'd have a different opinion.
I didn't think he was that good looking. And also, I went to Union Station the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's an impressive building.
Union Station.
Go ahead and Google Union Station in Washington.com. That's a fucking building. Look how gorgeous that is. And in fact, I would like to make an official.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Yeah, look at that. This is a fucking building. Look at this. Now that's the White House. Look at that. The Amtrak station looks better than the White House.
They should move. They should swap.
That's what I'm saying. So I'd like to petition you right now, President Biden, to move the White House to the Amtrak station because that looks much better than the White House.
You were really unimpressed?
So unimpressed. And I say that as a true patriot and as someone that I love America and I want our White House to be more impressive.
Yeah.
We deserve a better White House. Honestly, there are houses in Texas much more majestic. Like, you know, when they build replicas of the White House, these maniac Southerns, Kid Rocks. Kid Rock's house
Kid Rock
is better than this.
Kid Rock took me to his the White House duplicate that he was building. I was
so
with him.
So funny when they do that shit.
In Tennessee. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, see? Kid Rock's White House is better than the White House.
That's not it. It was, it's brand new. It's not in Detroit. It's brand new. It's outside Nashville.
Hold on.
I don't know if there's
my Googling glasses on.
What's that?
Isn't that funny that some rich people become obsessed with the White House?
Yeah.
And then they want to rebuild
it. He's also obsessed with Trump.
Yeah. He does. Right. He loves Trumpy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's
so funny.
We went to his current place when he had like different buildings all along this. He had like this land and there was like Church of Rock and then a main house and a hangout place. He's like, y'all want to see the shit I'm building? And we're like, yeah.
Why not?
So he took us up this hill. It was a neighboring property and you go wind all the way up this hill. And he's like, check this shit out. And it's all like, it's a White House duplicate.
It's amazing.
It was something crazy like, I don't know, 10 or 12,000 square feet, two bedrooms. Two bedrooms.
That's all he wanted? Like,
yeah, there's like
a bedroom,
a rock, grotto rock thing underneath, you know, like hot tub shit. There was a bowling alley, a shooting range.
Perfect.
Huge kitchen. Then there's a, when you walk in the front door, the first thing you see is an elevator shaft. He's like, yeah, and it was still under construction, you know. He's like, it's all gold. I was like, no shit. He goes, you know, when the contractor took him through the house, like how I want to do it. He was like, you know, most people they hide elevators, they tuck them away so they're in the corner. And he was like, motherfucker, this is Kid Rock's house. I want people to walk in, going, Kid Rock got a motherfucking elevator.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, you're Kid Rock. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Two bedrooms. Because if you don't have kids, I'm assuming he doesn't have small children.
No, he's got grown kids.
Yeah. So, yeah, why not? You don't need bedrooms. Honestly, what do you need all the doors and shit for anyway? If it's just you and your girl, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a big open space. Why the fuck not?
He really embraces the, you know, Southern vibes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that song was so good. My name is Kid.
Yeah.
Josie. His little person.
Yeah.
That was a jam, dude. You heard that and you fucking got hyped.
I think he had that sign out front that said, "We don't call 911 around here."
Oh, cool. Like, we have that in our house. Yeah. Did I? Oh, no, it's up there. I put it there too.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
We don't call 911. Yeah. I love that. That's from the Hobby Lobby. That's where I got that one.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think Kid Rock's version is more impressive than the leader of the Free World's house.
Okay. You're really...
Well, I'm upset. I want it to be more regal. It should be, make it nice, bro.
It's old, man.
It's old. It's an old house.
It's an old joke.
Yeah, it's old as shit.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We had Phil Hanley on recently.
That's right.
And he told us, amongst other things, that he used to model.
Yes.
And he sent you a modeling photo.
Yes, he sent it to me. Look how stunning Phil Hanley.
I thought he was a handsome dude here. I mean, he still is a handsome guy. But this is in his real youth here. He's like 19, 20 years old.
God.
He's heroin thin.
Yes.
He is really slender.
Still, yes.
He was telling how all the clothes was too big for him.
Yeah.
Because it was in like the buff day, like when they wanted real buff models too. And he was like in that period when they were transitioning from the buff guy to the super skinny guy.
Yeah.
And, but that clearly fits him, but that he's so thin.
Yes. It's a good time, but it's a good time.
Handsome face.
Look at the hair. He's got like early Keanu Reeves hair.
Yeah.
Stunning. Yeah. Phil Hanley. Look at you.
Way to go, Phil.
Yeah. God damn. Could you imagine going from like runway modeling to stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Quite a different crowd.
Yeah.
Fuck. Modeling's got to be the worst, though.
I can't believe that's actually in his life story.
I know.
I went to school. I modeled. Now I'm a comedian.
I modeled. Now I'm a comedian.
Or most people that would say I have modeled would be like,
modeled.
It's too hard to become a stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
The modeling part of it, you'd be like, you can't do this with this face.
Oh, you mean you're too attractive to be a stand-up? People wouldn't take you seriously. They'd be like, you're too pretty for
this.
You
see some of them do it. Yeah. I've seen men and women, both, get on stage and you're like,
you're too hot for this gig.
Yeah, and they're like, you can tell they're trying to figure out whether to lean into it or lean out of it. And I'll tell you for sure, lean out of it.
Lean out of it.
Yeah, it doesn't work when you lean into it.
No, it's tough.
I saw some dude, he was like 6'4". Jacked, just like gorgeous dude, and he was in a tank top and he was like trying to do jokes about his looks, and it was so cringy. And then I've seen the super hot chick with like the glass hourglass figure, and wearing like skin tight clothes, so it completely highlights it, and she's just up there trying to, and you're like, you can't. It's not going to work.
It doesn't work because you're not shattering any assumptions. You know what I mean? You're not.
And they keep going back, of course. They're like, oh, I'm still doing it.
And yeah, like, why? Just be hot.
Yeah.
Just be hot, right?
Yeah.
If you're not really wired for comedy. Well, the only time I think you can really be done is like Mae West, because she was attractive and overly sexual. Then that can work.
Yeah.
If your act is about being overly sexual.
And then you have to lean in hard.
I know. You got to go cartoony with it.
Yeah.
A hot guy, like a model hot guy.
Yeah, it's tough. That one is tough because people already have so many assumptions. Like, you can't be smug if you're that good looking.
No.
So you can't.
You can't be mean or smug. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to do a really good dumb act.
Dumb is good. I think
you could be
dumb,
like, I'm dumb as shit and like really sell it, you know?
Yeah. Like Chrissy Snow from Three's Company, like that dumb character. Victoria Jackson did a great, like,
yeah, great.
I mean, that's always good. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, how great was she? She was the best ditzy blonde. Suzanne Summers played Chrissy Snow on Three's Company. She was hot, but she could play stupid, which was the key.
That was the key. You have to be smart to play stupid, though.
Oh, yeah.
To play it well.
Yes. Goldie Hawn. So I have a YMH world story. Are you ready for this?
Sure. You want music for this?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of fucking cool.
This is a YMH exclusive. YMH exclusive.
It's just fun. I think this is one of those like small YMH world stories that I enjoy so much happening. So I don't know if you guys remember, but okay, a few months ago, I came in here and I was all fired up because I went to Starbucks, Barstuck, sorry. And the drive-through guy that gave me my coffee was like a dork. And he had a Star Trek pin on his lapel.
Yeah.
And I came in here in a rage.
Fired up.
Fired up because I was like, it just makes me upset when people get to be dorks now openly. You know what I mean? I think you should hide your dorkiness or be punished for it.
Like the way that you hide your gothness sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know that I will be shamed.
As you should be.
As I should be.
Therefore, you keep it to yourself.
Correct. I have a dungeon that I go into when I get weird, and I don't show up every day in black makeup because I know it's inappropriate. I'm going to get teased.
You should be.
And I feel like that's how it should be if you're into dorky shit. Just to quietly enjoy it. Don't make it your fucking thing.
Yeah.
So I talked shit about him on the show. And I'm at this other restaurant with my kids. And the cashier is this like cute young kid. And he's got like a crazy mullet. And he's wearing like just like kind of a rad metal look.
Uh-huh.
And I says to him, I was like, hey, man, I love your look. This is a great fucking look. And I go sit down and I'm waiting for the food. And this girl comes up to me and she goes, hi, mommy, I'm a big fan. And we start talking and she goes, so, you know, that cashier guy that you spoke to earlier with the mullet? She goes, that's the Star Trek kid. I go, what? She's like, yeah. So he comes over and I meet him. And he's like, you wouldn't believe. So he goes, I was working the Starbucks drive-thru. And so many people from your mom's house saw the pin. And they're like, you're the fucking Star Trek nerd. He's like, I got famous. He had to leave Starbucks. He has a new job now. And he's like, so many people were like, hey, they're talking about you. You're the Star Trek nerd. Da-da-da-da-da. So now he's got a totally different look.
It's cool now.
It's so cool.
And you helped him.
I don't know if I, yeah, okay. Maybe. I don't know if I'll take credit. But I, you know, and I was
well,
like.
Well, he had to get a new job. I don't know how much you
helped
him.
He had a new job. I think this place was better. It was a happier place. They were all very nice there. And I go, now this is a look that's going to get you laid. This is a hot look. You did it. And he was like, yeah, thank you. And I was like, no hard feelings. And he's like, of course not. And he's like a young kid. He's from Austin and da 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 da. So anyway, full circle. Shout out to Star Trek kid, now cool mullet kid.
Yeah.
I don't want to say where he works now, but yeah, it was kind of a cool moment. And then the girl I met at the restaurant was like, can I ask you about your non-binary person?
Oh, fuck.
She's like, is it the da 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 on this street? And I was like, nope. That's not it. So people are now guessing that.
Did you talk to your non-binary?
Never got the chance to. I've been back since. I remember that one time I was super pumped because they were there.
You were all sweating.
But then
you were going to go like, hey, so what's your name? What's your pronoun?
I was this close to doing it. And then they had to go take calls in the back. And then I didn't get to speak to them.
You go, oh, hey, So what's your pronoun? Like, what do you like to?
Hey, how's it going? What's your pronoun? Yeah.
What's your pronoun?
Yeah, what's your pronoun? Yeah. So full circle. I thought that was really cute, and they were all mommies at this restaurant, and it was nice.
That's very cool. Also, you were in Jew Dork Titties.
Yes.
And you saw Mike Birbiglia's show.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Listen, I'm not a Broadway gal. I've never seen a Broadway show. Have you?
No, I don't think I have, no.
I've never seen a Broadway play or anything. So Chasey and I went to go see Mike Birbiglia's The Old Man in the Pool. And I was blown away by his talent, his writing ability, the performance. The writing is so tight and so beautiful.
He's always
story.
Been a really good writer.
You guys, if you're in Jew Dork Titties, go see The Old Man in the Pool, Mike Birbiglia. It's about life and family and... what makes life worth living, and just very deep and layered and also very funny and just beautiful, such a great storyteller. So I'd love to get him on here to talk about it because I think it's just such a great
show.
Let's do it.
Let's have him on.
Yeah.
Did you ask him?
We reached out. I think we're on it. We're working on it.
Okay.
And then we went to see Chris Rock.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You're so happy. You were so happy.
I was so happy.
Yeah, it was amazing. Such a great show.
Amazing show. He's top of his game.
I think so too.
Top of his game. It's crazy as a comedian who's done this for like a while now, when you realize that all the best comedians are over 50, and you're like, oh, you can just keep getting better if you work at it.
Yeah.
And I think it's his best set in 20 years.
Yes.
Of all the stuff that I think it's his best set in 20. He was on fire.
Yeah. And for like an hour 40 on fire. I mean, he kept it up, the pace. I was like,
his energy was crazy. There were so many great takes, so many high, high level bits. And he would, you know, he was just exact for me, exactly what I want to see. Just statement, provocative. You're like, where's this going to go? And then just loaded with jokes. It was really fun to see.
Gosh.
I really enjoyed it so much.
So did I.
Yeah, I really like it. His. I won't give anything away, but his take on the slap was fucking so good and so much better than, you know, than I would have said or imagined. It's so much. You could tell he took his time with it because it's so thoughtful. It's like a thoughtful, hilarious, and he dresses him down in a way that you're like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just like, it's not roast. Like, fuck you. No, it's not blah, blah, blah. It's thoughtful and it's layered and it's just, you know, it's 2 minutes. But the whole, I don't know, he's going to cut that down to 60 for a special. It's going to be an incredible special.
It's so good.
It's so good. He's really, really exceptionally good. It's
exceptional. And like you said, very well thought out, very methodical, very thorough. Oh, you're just like,
he has
fuck.
A couple bits in there that I almost fell over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some good shit, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's on fire. You guys, he's doing it. They announced it a live.
Is it announced?
Yeah, said Netflix. Yeah. He's doing his hour live.
That's the first live stand-up special they're going to do.
I mean.
That's fucking ballsy, too.
I know.
To do a stand-up special live.
He can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so special. And we also got to hang out with him, which was really cool, too, I thought. Very surreal. Very fun.
Yeah.
Gosh. Who are we? Do you ever think that? You're like, what the fuck? What is this life, Tom?
What is this life?
What a fun
we
life.
We got to hang out with him for a while.
I know.
Like 45 minutes before the show. Another 15 after the show.
I know.
It was pretty wild. Yeah.
It was cool. We got to ask him questions.
And that was like still is. Like
your dream hang?
Yeah. He was my number one influence in stand-up.
Yeah, for sure. Gosh, so many people's.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, who would I want to talk to, alive or dead? I always think about
that. He was
that.
Better, by the way, than I could have dreamt of.
As a human?
To hang out with?
I agree. I had no idea. I was like, I wonder if he's going to be, you know, like, I'm Chris Rock on the shit. Or
oh,
like,
my God.
And he was so down to earth and, like, cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It was really a dream.
Yeah.
And he said nice. He was super nice, too.
So complimentary. Yeah. He loves you. Yeah.
He was very nice.
You know what I love about him? And this is a very bizarre thing.
But
I love how his mouth moves.
Yeah, he's like a unique.
You know, like the curl of his lip and how it moves and his teeth and everything. I'm very obsessed with how people. Yeah, I like his lip. The upper lip, the way it moves. It's so fun.
He's also just
good teeth.
Yeah, great teeth. He's a charismatic, fun guy. I mean, and he likes to talk shop. He likes hanging out with comedians.
He does, yes.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, and Rick Ingram.
Yeah.
Opened for him.
He killed.
He murdered.
It's always fun to see the Comedy Store guys out there doing their thing. You know?
My God. And I was with our neighbors the next day after Chris Rock's show, and everyone's talking about Rick Ingram.
Yeah.
I mean,
killed.
And Chris Rock, but then they're like, oh, and who's the guy before
him? Well, it's because it's a surprise. They're like, who is though? I've never seen this, you know?
Yeah.
And Rick killed it.
Crushed. Yeah. And he fearless.
He was working the arena, the Moody Center, like it was the main room.
Oh, yeah. It was cool to watch because that you're like, that's a Comedy Store guy right there.
Yeah, he's like, look at this. He's like, look at this guy right here, you know,
putting
the camera on people.
Yeah.
It was fun. Really fun.
It's so nice to see your homies getting their shit, man.
Yeah, it was great.
It's fucking great, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, comedy's doing really well. I'm so excited. I'm so inspired by people right now.
I'll tell you, I just had an incident at a store.
Uh-oh.
One of my pet peeves that has grown over the last few years is being asked personal information for making a purchase.
Like when you check out and they're like, okay, and your name and your phone number and your email.
I've grown more and more intolerant of it.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
It's got, you know, I yelled at somebody once. One lady ignored my request to do this once and was like, oh, I found your profile. And so I was like, guess what we're going to do right now? Return everything I just bought. And it was a commission store, so I took all her commissions away.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So hold on. Let's walk through the story.
There's a few stories.
Okay, so you're at the register and she's like, okay, I'd like to ring you up. And
then I bought a lot of stuff. It was high ticket items. And she was like, and let's get you this, put this on your profile. I go, I don't want it on my profile. And she was like, you don't have a profile here? I go, I don't want it on a profile. She was like, but you'll get a lot of credit. I go, I don't want credit. She was like, okay. And it was like this whole thing where she was like trying to explain the benefits. And I was like, I don't want it.
You don't care. Yeah. I don't want to be, why do they have to know?
Yeah. And she was like, okay.
It's such a violation.
So it's like, it's established. So I check out, high ticket, expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Swipe, get my bags. As I'm leaving this store, I see another salesperson who I've seen before, who's like, oh, did you see? And it's just one more item, like a t-shirt. And I go, okay, let me try it on. So I'm leaving the store, but I go, all right, like I hold my bags. I'll try the shirt on. I try the shirt on. He comes back. He's like, how's it fit? I go, it's good. And he goes, okay, do you want it? I go, sure. I give it to him. As I'm putting my shirt on that I had worn in, I walk back out. He rings me up. And then I get the shirt, and now I'm leaving the store with this additional item. As I'm leaving the store, the lady walks up to me, the first lady that I had made. Mm-hmm. She goes, while you were in there, you bought that shirt, I found out what your profile was from him because he knew you. And so I retroactively added your purchases to your profile. And now you'll get these points. And I go, guess what we're going to do right now? We're going to return everything I bought. And she was like, what? I go, I'm going to return everything. And she was like, but you get like cash back. And I go, I don't want cash back. And I specifically told you not to do it. She was like, and then, you know, she was like emotional. Like she got emotional. And then the manager over and I, you know, I fucking yelled at him. Then I told him to, I guess it was too much to ask to follow the request. And he was like, I'm sorry. They're all scared, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
no shit. So are we.
And then the sunglasses place, I've been there 3 times.
Yeah.
Where like I'm out, you know, middle of the day here and I'm like, fuck, I don't have sunglasses. And I walk into like, you know, it's expensive,
right.
But like,
it's not like crazy.
It's not crazy, but you can get like $80 sunglasses, $100 sunglasses. And I've just been there different times where I'm out and I just kind of go like, yeah, I'll take these. And they're like, let me get your email. I'm like, nope. And they're like, do you have a phone number? I'm like, nope. And they're like, well, what information? And I go, none. They're $80. Here's $80. And they go, and then they call the manager, the same guy. And he's like, well, you won't have a warranty. I go, I don't care. I don't want a warranty. And he's like, well, you won't be in the system if anything happens. I go, don't fucking put me in the system. If anything happens, I promise I won't come back.
Yeah, they're sunglasses. Yeah, you don't expect to own them forever.
I'm willing to incur the risk. And it's like they make a whole scene about this. So then they're like, and he does it. He's like, all right. And then guess what? He's like, here's the sunglasses. I'm like, thanks. That's all I wanted to do is buy. I don't want to have a profile of sunglasses. So I'm in the store. It's a nice store here in Austin. And I get a few items. And they're like, all right. And I just need your email. I go, no, I don't want to give them your email. And they're like, what about just a phone number? I'm like, no.
Why?
And they're like, well, and I go, I don't want a profile.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. Hold on, let me get somebody.
Oh my God.
And then they leave and come back with somebody who's like, hey, can I help you? I go, I don't know. I'm trying to buy this stuff. can you help me? He's like, what is it? I go, I don't want to give information. I just want to make purchases.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's like, oh, well, you know, if you give us your information, I go, then you'll know everything I purchased. I don't care. I don't want you to. He's like, okay, well, I think we have to reboot the system.
Oh, my God.
Okay, reboot it. I mean, you know, you're not doing me a favor. Like, just make it work. I have money to buy this. All I want to do is make this purchase, man. I don't need a whole history here that I've made purchases of a shirt and a pen and just fucking.
But what's the utility? Because I've worked in retail at 3 or 4 different retail stores.
It's the most valuable thing they get from you is your information.
But
I'm not even doing this for
But for what purpose? Because, to sell you more similar items? Yeah, they sell you more.
They can target you. They can, you know, they'll have your, they can sell that information to places.
That's what's terrible. Yeah,
they go like, this person buys these things.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't want them knowing. I just bought a jacket too at Saks, and they were like, when I was in New York Titties, and they're like, can we have your name and your number? I go, no. Buy,
the crazier they go, they think you are for not giving them information.
I know. They think you're the asshole. And I'm like, here's my fucking money. Let me go.
Exactly.
I don't want you to know that
care.
I like this brand or whatever.
I don't want to
whatever.
Be in here.
I know. It's almost turning me off to shopping at these places because then I don't want to give you my fucking information.
And the best is that this place, this guy, I'm like, I don't want to give you anything. And he was like, okay. And I bought a nice pen and I was like, do you sell refills? And he was like, no. I go, you sell this nice of a pen.
You just have to buy a pen.
And you don't sell refills?
Oh my God.
And he was like, no. He goes, hold on a second. And he goes online. He goes, yeah, you can get them at their website. I go, I can get a refill from the pen place. And he's like, yeah. I go, for real? And he's like, yeah. I go, all right. And then this lady walks out from the back. She goes, oh, are you getting that pen? I go, yeah. She goes, yeah, I got it from my husband. It's so great. I go, yeah. She goes, and if you ever need refills, just let us know and we'll get you refills. And I was like,
God damn it. Oh, man. God damn it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like them knowing everything about me either. You know, we should do.
I hate it.
Is just shop with cash, literally. Just bring in cash.
That's becoming less and less an option.
They say we're going to have a cashless system
soon. It's so clear now. You know where it's more clear is in the bigger a city you go to. Like when you're in major cities, you go anywhere and they're like, no cash.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, no cash at like coffee shops.
I know.
Places that are small transactions. Mm-hmm. No cash.
I think it started to get more popular with COVID so that the touchless blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, you're not going to get COVID from touching the dollar.
I think it should
be
illegal to not allow a cash transaction.
Well, here's a stupid question.
What?
You're going to like this.
Okay.
This is so stupid. It's such a stupid thought. Any, back me up. It's a stupid thought. Come on, you're my stupid thought brother.
Oh, cool.
And Nadav, you guys usually join me in my stupid thoughts. Okay, just a question. It's an economics question. We print a certain amount of cash in relation to the amount available. And if we print more than is available, we create inflation, correct?
Right.
If there
more than is available,
meaning more than like against the debt that we have, like can't you fuck up the economy by overprinting?
Yeah, but they take money out of circulation too.
Oh man. So hold on. So if we don't have an actual physical means, because doesn't cash theoretically represents a theoretical gold standard. In theory, there's a room full of gold and cash is a physical representation of gold, the actual physical commodity that is somewhere deep in a vault, right?
Okay.
So if we take away the physical cash representation of gold, how do we control the amount of currency around, right? Like, so if we make society cash less, how do we control the amount of currency?
It's a good question. I don't think it's a stupid question.
It's an infinite amount of currency. Whereas like in crypto or in whatever NFTs, that's a controlled amount of currency.
Yeah.
So, like, how would we become? Will we just invent a new
type of currency?
Digital currency that's not infinite?
Because it would all be digital, and then it's just numbers, right? There's no physical representation.
Right. So then isn't that infinite? And how do we know that can't be hacked or fucked with?
It certainly sounds like it can be.
Right? Because they swear that cryptocurrency can't be hacked because it's community-based or some shit like that. And I'm like, I don't fucking buy that. Or the no one knows the code. That the guys that invented the code of it or whatever have made it such that the code can't be hacked or is forever changing. Does that make sense? Any of you heard of this?
I think from what I understand, that it's that the code is consistently being changed.
Like right.
It's
by its crypto, users and by the people. Right. So therefore cannot be hacked. But that's fucking bull. That can't be, right? There's always a way around.
There's always a way.
I mean, say that. Yeah. People print fake money. People can fuck with crypto anyway. Okay, so that wasn't a stupid question.
I don't think it's a stupid question.
Well, that's exciting. Today was that's the first fucking smart thing I've said today. Do I get a cookie? Thank you, guys.
It is worth exploring.
Once a day I get one good thought, I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm fucking exhausted from that.
You're right, because the cash flow, the actual physical currency, represents the what the economy has produced and is
right.
exchanging hands, and here's the value of this. So if you take it all away and you go, no, that's how much is out there. It feels like it could be much more manipulated, you know?
Correct. And how do we regulate currencies and like a GDP or whatever? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like cash going away though.
I don't think neither. I don't think it's an inherently since society has existed, there's also been an exchange of physical goods for physical
most
good.
Most importantly,
just making sure my kids.
How are you gonna play blackjack?
I hear the blackjack champion right now. Aren't you winning? You gambled. What did you gamble the other day? Like $50,000. You lost, I think.
Had a good run and then a cold run. Fucking dealer.
Fat bitch.
Yeah.
What happened? How much did you lose?
I don't want to talk about it. But it was a fun run while it was going up. And then I didn't sleep that night.
You didn't sleep that night?
No.
Because your losings?
It was so depressing. And I kept thinking about the kids' colleges and stuff.
You didn't tap into their college funds, did you?
I had the casino send my check to the table. Yeah. Learned my lesson, though.
Did you?
Yeah. From now on, you send half the check to the table.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? Agent Jeans, if you're watching, if you're listening, no more letting Tom take the check. The money gets wired straight to the agency. Babe, really, how much did you lose?
I don't know. What is it anyway? It's all fake money.
Is it crypto?
Yeah. What's going on with this currency anyway, you know?
It's true. It's all going away anyway.
What is it? It's all a game.
There's no $2 bills anymore. I can't believe you're losing your kids' college money.
This fucking cunt. I almost reached across the table, wiped her stupid smile off her face.
Oh, boy.
I almost gave her the fucking casino treatment. Hit me again, you fuck.
Karen. We're watching Goodfellas.
Yeah, I know, but in Casino.
Yeah.
And Pesci goes, hit me again, you fucking prick. And the guy's like, yeah, keep looking at him, you fucking fat prick. Take this card and shove it up your sister's ass.
I feel like that character is your soul character.
Oh, this is the best.
Like, wouldn't you love to play that?
That's so fucking-y.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like take this card and shove it up your mother's ass. It's so fucking funny. Oh, yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna see you tomorrow.
Fatso. You can fucking try me fatso. Yeah. He's like, and I don't give a fuck about jail because I'm stupid.
I'm fucking stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Right when you're getting out of the hospital, I'll be getting out of jail. And guess what? I'll do it again because I'm fucking stupid. That's my business. Yeah. That was so great. Sam.
Karen.
Never mind, Sam.
You know what I realized, by the way?
Mm.
Is that Goodfellas, it's written, whose point of view is it? It's Karen's, right?
No, there's different voiceovers throughout. I mean, it's mostly it's Ray Liotta's. Like, it's his story. So he's Henry Hill.
Right, and then it's Karen, too.
Well, you get her perspective at times, but it's Henry's story.
Yeah.
And then you get Karen, and at times you get Jimmy Conway, you get De Niro, and at times even Leota or Pesci, but it's mostly it's Leota's story.
I think you mean Pesci.
Yeah, Joe Pesci speaks up, De Niro, but mostly Ray Liotta, who's playing Henry Hill, is the driving voice of the story. Yeah,
yeah. What a good. They don't make them like this no more. Because I'm fucking stupid. Look at Ray Liotta. Ugh, great face.
Right? Can you believe he died?
No, I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he died.
I forgot about that.
Chantix. You remember that?
Vaguely, what's that?
That's that gum just stopped smoking.
Chantix. Did he do an ad for Chantix?
Yeah. And then you didn't see Kyle Dunnigan's thing? It's the best thing I've ever seen. Do Kyle Chantix. Dunnigan. Kyle Dunnigan, Chantix. Kyle Dunnigan, you know, he does all these great face app things.
Yeah.
And he does. Ray Liotta flips out shooting Chantix. He does. He started from the beginning. It's he's like supposed to be, because so Ray Liotta, so you know, really did a Chantix ad, and then Kyle Dunnigan does the face app and is doing his impression of Ray Liotta on the Chantix set.
I tried everything to quit smoking, cocaine, everything, nothing worked. Then I tried fucking Chantix. What's Chantix?
It's the drug you take. Abstain from
smoking.
Stop smoking.
Why would you want to do that? Hey, I'm Ray, and I quit fucking smoking with fucking Chantix. Chantix.
Right. You can't swear.
I'm Ray, and I stopped smoking with fucking Chantix. You should fucking get Chantix. I'm just talking to myself. It's weird, you know. Yeah. If I got a scene I'm doing, I'll beat you in the fucking head if you don't try fucking Chantix, Karen. That's how you sell a product.
You're not smoking.
Yeah, I can. I mean, fuck one of the greatest actors of all time. I can pretend I'm not fucking smoking. Well, and then later you can CGI the cigarette out. What are we shooting?
I love it.
There's a longer version of this canal. He does so many good ones. Dunnigan. He does all these like incredible face app impersonations. Yeah, you know, he does like the Kardashians. He does Trump. He does Biden. He does everybody. It's so fucking funny.
Chantix.
Quit smoking. Fucking smoke with fucking Chantix.
CGI it out.
Yeah. Crack your fucking head open if you don't stop smoking. Try Chantix. That's how you sell a product.
What a stupid name for a product, Chantix.
Yeah.
Chantix. What's a Chantix? What is Chantix?
What is Chantix?
Chantix. It's a stupid word.
Yeah, all the name products are stupid.
Yeah. They should. Why do they call them stupid shit? They should just be like, smoking be gone. Or like...
Smoking be gone.
Yeah, or like, stop it, dummy. Like, don't... stop it. This is smoking bad. Smokey stops. Stop your smokes. Siggy stops, but not Chantix, because Chantix doesn't relate to Siggy what stops. It is.
What about Camel?
Doesn't relate to what it is. Why do they call it Turkish blend? Because it's a Turkish blend, they say.
Right on the line, though.
The line?
Camels.
Camels, plural.
Yeah.
Wait, why do they call a cigarette Camel if it's a Turkish blend?
I don't know.
Is it just like racially insensitive?
Probably.
Yeah. Camel.
It's from a while ago.
Yeah, everything wait, let's look up Camel. Why do they call it that? Uh-oh. I know why, but I don't want to say it out loud.
Uh-oh.
It's bad.
You think so?
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay. Can you read it?
Me?
Yeah, so somebody is speaking.
Prior cigarette smokers had rolled their own, which tended to obscure the potential for a national market for prepackaged product. Reynolds worked to develop a more appealing flavor, creating the Camel cigarette, which he so named because it used Turkish tobacco in imitation of then fashionable Egyptian cigarettes. Okay, that's a better thought than I had in my head.
What was your thought?
Just go down to what is the name of the Camel? It's Joe Camel. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
I don't want to say it out loud.
Say it. I don't know what you're going at.
No, it's real bad. I'll tell you later.
Really? No, everyone wants to hear it.
I thought maybe, okay, just listen to my logic before you hate me. You're going to hate me.
Okay.
If it's a Turkish cigarette, I thought maybe it was invented back in ye olden times when people were way less racially sensitive. What's another word for someone who's a desert dweller in that region? A camel
fucker?
He's got it.
Oh, jockey?
A camel jockey? I thought maybe they'd be like, hey, these fucking camel jockeys out here smoking their camels. That's what I thought maybe it came from.
That's not that crazy.
Well, it's not a nice thing to call a Middle Easterner.
No, I know, but I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's not. I mean, fucking Bert's got Hitler's teacup. You know?
That's true. That's true. You don't have to bleep camel jockey. Wow, I can just say camel jockey.
You see, they found that photo of Hitler with the teacup that.
They did?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah, it's on my Instagram.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a nice present for you to get.
I wanted to get him something special. It's his 50th, sure. You know?
Yeah, that's a big birthday.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh, you found it.
Click it.
Yeah, that's where he is. Same teacup.
There it
is.
Wow,
really nice, Tom. Good work.
Yep.
Really good work.
Just two guys.
How much did you pay for that again?
22. Mm.
Million?
20. No.
Oh, just thousands.
No, but I mean.
Yeah.
It's two guys connected forever by a cup.
Two guys, one cup.
Yeah. I talked to him, by the way. He said he was going to destroy it. He's been drinking his coffee out of it every morning. He said.
His favorite cup.
He says he's get like new ideas he's never had.
Yeah. I bet.
He's pretty happy.
Cool times.
Some people told me they were I got a few like, I don't find the humor in this at all.
What? You buying Nazi memorabilia for your best friend? What's so unfunny about that? I don't know. It's nice. Someone's got to own it.
Yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Better Bert than someone else.
Than like a real dickhead.
Yeah. Is he keeping it in like a shrine, like a nice area, or just in the kitchen with here's Hitler's cup with every other dumb mug?
I think it's mixed in. I think that way some people have it randomly. You know?
Well, guests, that is the way to keep it in.
Guests come over and they're like, sure, I'll have a cup. Then he's like, I'll tell you something, you're done with that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, that was good.
Because
you ready?
It tastes better than usual. It's Hitler's cup.
I did get a few people that hit me up. Some of my J friends hit me up and they're like, oof. They're like, that was an interesting choice.
Well, it is, it's a piece of history.
That's what I was saying. I mean, Bert's a real big hit. I don't know if you know this, he's obsessed with history.
Obsessed.
I'm obsessed with history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He listens to like a podcast. He's like, history is like my thing.
What are you going to get him? Are you going to buy him other Führer memorabilia?
I don't know. We'll see how this year goes.
Hitler's bed would be kind of cool.
Bed?
Do they still have it?
I don't know. I don't know what's out. I mean, there's got to be some stuff floating around.
Like more intimate
Hitler paintings.
Well, that would be really cool.
That'd be super cool.
Dave, to have it at your house or like in this. This is the Führer.
Funny bed. Thing about this one. Yeah. I don't know if there are there.
Where does the money go? Let's ask that question. Who gets the money? The Hitler. Oh, let's see. Hitler's paintings for sale. Oh, here we go. There's a website. You can buy Hitler's paintings. Cool.
You could. Oh, $2,000 to $5,000. Yeah, that's fine.
That's doable.
You know what I would do if I was going to do it for Bert is I would buy all of them. And then just have the room ready. Like, just set it up.
Lighting and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And just be like, I hired a designer to design this room for you to work in. Yeah. And then have like, I get a nice desk and be like, this is like a new workstation.
I have
like,
an even better idea.
Here's and not what, tell them. Like, it's just stuff from
here's what we
places.
Do. When Bert's out of town. We get with Leanne and we redo his man cave like that.
All Hitler stuff.
But we don't tell him, like you said, like this desk is made out of teeth, human teeth.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And this painting. And that lamp is special.
Very special. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then the next year, you go, guess where you've been for a year? He's like, what? You're like, this whole room is actually a shrine. He's like, to me? Sort of.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, those corny like makeover house shows?
Yeah.
What if they just had a makeover house show and they do your house horrible like that? Where yeah. like, this is Saddam Hussein's rug.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein's rug.
Well, you said you were on a budget, so we were able to get this rug for $200.
Bin Laden's bed.
Yeah.
All five of his wives were murdered.
Cum stains on it.
In Bin Laden's bed. You're like, thank you.
I'd like to see Bin Laden's porn stash because, you know, they found porn. Oh, right. So funny that he's jerking off in that room. He's like 63 years old. Can you imagine if he was into some like really cool porn? It wasn't just boy-girl stuff. You know. You know he had his kinks. Hey, what's that 6'6 guy jerking off to over in there? Yeah, what was his porn?
I would just love the idea of making over people's houses with the most awful shit like this. And you get Bin Laden's porn
CIA
stash.
CIA chief says U.S. won't release Bin Laden's porn stash.
Oh, come on. What?
Because it'll make that porn go wild. Yeah. And you know that porn person's like, please, dude, please. Do you want to come to what Osama came to? God. You know, I do have a one really high level CIA connection.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. But you've met him.
I have met him. I know who you're talking about.
But there's no way they would say. If I was like, hey, I got a request. And they would be like, no.
Well, you think he wouldn't want to research that for you? Go ahead and get into the vaults and find out what Osama bin Laden was jerking off to?
I think he would be like, Tom. No. I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have a lot of high-level people that listen to your mom's house. People in the Pentagon, people in the know.
There's somebody in the CIA that's listening for sure.
Right now.
Or the spouse of a CIA person.
Right now. Guys, let us know. What did Bin Laden jerk off to? We need to know.
Somebody's got to fucking do this.
It's the most important thing. Could you imagine having a house?
Imagine if it was all like.
And it's all awful shit like
no,
this.
No, it's just.
Oh, it makes me laugh.
It's
so.
Just all water sports. Like he was just a big piss gargler.
You don't think it's, well, I think it's the opposite of what they had over there.
Right. So, you know, it's not hairy.
No, it's like, just like, hot. It's like Pamela Anderson's.
Hot blondes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any of that stuff over in fucking.
Barely legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, they fuck young girls there. Yeah.
Well, it's a nice button on the episode.
Here's Kim Jong-un's shower head. I want a house of all awful stuff, dictators. Just terrible.
Kim Jong-un would be a fun guy to chat with.
Would be crazy town.
He would be. Because I could lean into some stories from him. I'd be like, dude, when you fucking wax the uncle.
Oh, my God.
He's just sitting there. He's like, laughing.
He's probably a fan. I'm sure he gets Netflix. He gets everything in his palace. Dude, I bet you he's a huge Tom Segura fan.
He does like basketball.
I know he likes basketball. He knows everything. Dude, he's probably listening to this shit right now.
What up, Kim?
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, he listens to you. He knows you, dude.
Yeah.
You can go over there tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I know. I wouldn't let you.
No.
South Korea's a delight.
Delight.
I liked it there.
Seoul.
Good food.
Yeah.
Good soups. Nice people.
Sunobu.
Sunobu.
Okay, we gotta run.
I gotta go.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye, mommy.
I'm looking for me white girl. What a badass. Serious replies only. And they know how to work it.
I'm looking for a white girl with a fat ass. I'm looking for a white girl with a fat ass. And they know how.